Let's get you caught up in yesterday's girls' state softball tournament play. It was all consolation action yesterday in Fort Dodge. In Class 1A, fifth place game saw Akron Westfield beat Colfax Mingo 6-3. Seventh place game, it was Belle Plaine 4-3 over Montezuma. In 2A consolations, Logan Magnolia beat North Union 8-0. Central Springs over Waterloo Columbus 3-0. Then in the fifth place game, Central Springs shut out Logan Magnolia 2-0. And in the seventh place game, Waterloo Columbus beat North Union 8-0. In the Class 3A consolation, Humboldt beat West Marshall 6-3, Sioux Center over Boyd and Hull Rock Valley 6-5. Fifth place game saw Humboldt beat Sioux Center 10-0, and in the seventh place game, West Marshall beat Boyd and Hull Rock Valley 3-1. In Class 4A consolations, Mount Pleasant beat Sergeant Bluff Luton 10-4 and Carlisle 4-0 over Fairfield. The fifth place game went to Carlisle 2-1 over Mount Pleasant. Fairfield grabbed the seventh place game 7-5 over Sergeant Bluff Luton. And in 5A consolations, Johnston beat Dowling Catholic 10-2. West Des Moines Valley over Cedar Rapids Jefferson 10-3. In the fifth place game, West Des Moines Valley a 2-1 winner over Johnston, while Cedar Rapids Jefferson grabbed the seventh place game 8-0 over Dowling Catholic. Today's action, semifinals in all five classes. Softball schedule today looks like this. It'll start this morning at 11 o'clock. Waukee faces Cedar Rapids Kennedy at the 5A semifinals. Pleasant Valley plays Urbandale following at 1. At 11:30 this morning in Class 4A, Winterset plays Oskaloosa. At 1:30, Charles City plays Ballard. In the 3A semis at 3:30, Davenport Assumption plays Center Point Urbana. At 5:30, Albia faces Mount Vernon. In the 2A semifinals, at 3 o'clock, it'll be Durant facing Iowa City Regina. And at 5 o'clock, I-35 plays Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont. And to round out the day in Class 1A semifinals at 7 tonight, Key will face Westwood. And at 7:30, Sigourney will play Clarksville. All of those games in Fort Dodge. The state boys playoffs, baseball playoffs continued last night. Sub-state finals in Class 1A saw Newman Catholic beat Bishop Garrigan 5-1 and Lisbon over Burlington Notre Dame 1-0. In 2A sub-state final, it was Iowa City Regina 11-7 over Wilton. In the 3A sub-state finals, Bishop Heelan beat Boyd and Hull Rock Valley in 8 innings 1-0. Saydell over Gilbert 4-3. Dubuque Wallert beat Waverly Shell Rock 1-0. Marion edging Solon in 9 innings 4-3. Davenport Assumption over Fairfield 11-1. Oskaloosa beat Vinton Shellsburg 2-1. Bondurant Farrar in 9 innings 4-2 over Boone. And Harlan down Denison 10-2 last night. Also in Class 4A sub-state finals, Dowling Catholic beat Sioux City East 3-1. Mason City over Ankeny Centennial 6-3. Cedar Rapids Prairie beat Southeast Polk 7-4. Linmar over Iowa City High 6-2. Cedar Rapids Washington 2-1 over Davenport Central. Iowa City West beat Davenport West 11-1. Johnston over Des Moines East 7-0. And Waukee 3-2 over Urbandale. That sets up the state baseball championships. The tournament getting underway actually tomorrow at Principal Park in Des Moines. In 1A play tomorrow at 11 o'clock, the first game of the tournament we'll have for you here on the radio is Newman Catholic of Mason City. The number one seed will face eighth-seeded Cam. Cam at 22-7 will face a 32-3 Newman Catholic team in the one versus eight-seeded matchup. That's an 11 o'clock first pitch tomorrow at Principal Park. And Chris Parks will have all the action for you from Des Moines tomorrow. Also in Class 2A, among the teams, Trainer is the fifth seed in this year's tourney. They'll face Iowa City Regina. That game comes up Monday at 11 o'clock. Also on Monday at 7:30 p.m., the seventh seed, Kemper Catholic, will face second-seeded Van Meter in a first-round matchup. And in the Class 3A tournament, Harlan is the number two seed. Harlan will play next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. in Des Moines at Principal Park. As at 34-2, they will face a 28-13 Oskaloosa team seeded seventh in the 3A portion of the boys' state baseball tournament. Well, stake to an early lead. Jacob DeGrom pitched into the seventh inning and won his career-best seventh straight start as the Mets beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-3 last night. New York jumped on Mike Leake for 7 runs in the first 2 innings and cruised from there behind DeGrom to snap a 3-game losing streak. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Philadelphia beat Miami 10-3, Chicago over Atlanta 8-2, Colorado 18-4 over San Diego, Pittsburgh in 10 innings a 3-2 winner over Milwaukee, Cincinnati beat Arizona in 11, 4-3. In interleague play, San Francisco beat Cleveland 5-4, the L.A. Dodgers over the Chicago White Sox in 8 innings 9-1, L.A. Angels beat Washington 7-0. Brandon Moss doubled off the wall in the ninth inning to score the tying run, and Alex Gordon drove him home with a sacrifice fly to bail out closer Kelvin Herrera and give the Kansas City Royals a 4-3 win over the Detroit Tigers last night. Moss homered in the third inning before coming through against Tigers closer Justin Wilson in the ninth. Elsewhere in the American League, Minnesota beat the Yankees 6-1. Seattle over Houston 4-1. Oakland beat Tampa Bay 7-2. Baltimore 10-2 over Texas. And Boston beat Toronto 5-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Nashville in 11 innings, 11-8 over Iowa. And Colorado Springs in a 12-inning game, outlasting Omaha 8-4. Well, a more experienced Iowa offensive line hopes to eliminate negative plays this season. Iowa's run game was solid in 2016, averaging nearly 172 yards per game, but the passing game struggled during an 8-5 season, and quarterback C.J. Beathard was sacked 30 times. Junior center James Daniels enters his second year as the starter, and he feels that experience will help him do a better job of recognizing pressure and making the proper calls.
I only, like, really looked at, like, the linebackers and, like, the D-line. Like, I never looked at, like, the entire defense. But now, like, I'm starting to look at, like, the safeties and just, like, how everything in the defense goes together. And so it's nice to, like, be able, like, when you start playing more, you start realizing that teams, like, do the same things. And it's being nice to be able to, like, look, see a certain look and you know, like, what's going
to
come.
Daniels is trying to take the leadership role for center Austin Blythe, who used to help him. He asked to room with redshirt freshman Spencer Williams. Daniels says he wants to help groom his eventual successor.
I feel like that's the next step I need to do is take a younger player and teach him everything that I know. And so when I'm gone, he can do exactly what I did, and he can teach the young players after him.
Daniels is one of two members of the offensive line to be on the watch list for the Outland Trophy. The other is senior guard Sean Welsh. Welsh has won more of his share of battles on the field and enters his senior season on the watch list. And his biggest battle, though, has come away from the field. Welsh announced he's battling depression and says he first began experiencing symptoms in 2014. He left the team during spring practice in 2015 and says he even considered giving up football.
That was part of the reason why I took that time away. I was weighing, whether I wanted to play or not. And, again, it kind of goes back to that, you know, duality of pride. I was too proud to go in to see anyone about the depression, but I was too proud to quit football, you know, because of depression. So, you know, I've learned both sides of pride there.
Welsh takes medication but says it remains a constant battle and says he's going public in part to help other college students who might be going through the same thing. The native of Ohio started all 12 games for the Hawkeyes last season. It was named second team All Big Ten. In NFL news, the Chicago Bears have signed quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, their first-round draft pick and the number 2 overall selection in April. Trubisky started all 13 games for North Carolina last season, setting single-season records for passing yards, passing touchdowns, and total offense at the school while completing 68% of his passes. He's not expected to start this season. Veteran Mike Glennon was signed in the offseason to take over for the departed Jay Cutler, and he gives the Bears time to help develop Trubisky. And in golf news, the British Open is underway today at Royal Birkdale, and a little bit of rain and some wind greeting the players early this morning. Some red numbers, though, already this morning. The leader on the course, the leaders on the course right now, Jordan Spieth and Brooks Koepka, a couple of Americans. They're at 4 under par. Spieth is through 14 holes, Koepka through 13 so far this morning. Ian Poulter is in the clubhouse. He's at 3 under par after shooting a 67 in his opening round. Unknown Stuart Manley, 2 under par on his round today, shooting a 68 in the first round of action. A few others of note up on the leaderboard. Justin Thomas of the U.S. is at 1 under through 13 holes so far today. So is Hideki Matsuyama. He's through 13 as well. Number of other golfers will be teeing off a little bit later on today. Ernie Els currently through 3 holes is at 1 under par. Some of the later golfers will be teeing off a little bit later this morning, another hour and a half away, including Phil Mickelson over at Royal Birkdale today. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.